Okay, we're holding on Daf Lamed Hey Amid Aleph on the second line. We just finished off yesterday's Amud on the Machloket Bein Shemashos. It was a three-way Machloket Tanoim. In Rebbe Yehuda Shita, we had a Machloket Amarayim. Is Shkia three-quarters of a meal or two-thirds of a meal? Masha, three-quarters of a meal, which is Rabba. And that's what we're going to see is going to be the halacha, according to the Gvar, that the time for Bein HaShemashos, if we said 24 minutes, three quarters of 24 minutes is 18 minutes. So that we were saying yesterday, from the time the sun set until three stars came out, is Bein HaShemashos, 18 minutes. Before we go right into the Gemara, Rabbeinu Tam asks a very strong question. Tosfot in Divrei Maskil Trei Tilti Mil. He asks the question, there's a Gemara in Psachim from Rabbi Yehuda also that says that Shkia Chama Ad Tzedek HaKavim is Arba Milim. Right? Arba Milim, four Milim. Let's just say if we take the easier time, that would be a meal would be 18 minutes, or 16 minutes. How much would Arba Milim be? So 16 times 4 is 72 minutes. So we have a Stira Gemara over here. Our Gemara over here says, in Rebbe Yehuda, 64, so 18 minutes would be 72. There we get the 72 minutes. Okay, so it's between 18 and 24 minutes. According to our Gemara, Shkia is 3/4 of a mil, and therefore you get your 18 minutes. According to the Gemara in Psachim, that Shkia, Abein HaShemashos, is 4 mil. It's 72 minutes over there. This is a very important, this is a big stira in Rebbe Yehuda. So the Gwanim, and this is basically called the Shitas of the Gvar, wants to say it's a stira Gemara, and Rebbe Yehuda in Shabbos was closer on his time. In Psachim, he said the time is 4 mil. And over here he says it's 3/4 of a mil, and our Gemara is the deciding factor over here, and therefore Bein HaShemashos is 3/4 of a mil. But Bein Otam doesn't hold like that. But Bein Otam holds there's no steerer between the two Gemaras, and there's two types of Shkia. There's the Shkia of the sun when the sun goes, and you don't see the orb of the sun. There's the Shkia, the orb of the sun, and then there's the Shkia of the light of the sun. Meaning he holds mamish. For 4 mil, from the time the sun sets, it's still banished. It's nighttime starts 4 mil after. So that's 72 minutes after the sun sets. Rabbeinu Tam holds that's when night starts. So when is Bein HaShemashos according to Rabbeinu Tam? So the Gemara is going like this. There's 4 mil, it's from 4 mil from the setting of the sun, the first setting of the sun is nighttime. The last 3/4 of that time period, that's Bein HaShemashos. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, okay, sunset starts the first Shkia. That, according to Rabbeinu Tam, is day. Okay, 4 mil later is nighttime, that's 72 minutes. Bein HaShemashos is 3/4 of a mil before Bein HaShemashos. So basically, a full hour before Tzitzchak HaOmer.
So from 18 to 72.
Yes, 18 minutes before 72 minutes is Bein HaShemashos. So basically, an hour, Erech, not so much an hour, but 50 somewhat minutes after Shkia, Rabbeinu Tam holds that stay. Okay, so you see the sun go down Friday night, and everybody's watching. That's it. You can't do malach anymore. If you hold Rabbeinu Tam's shita, there you can do malach for almost another hour afterwards, and it's not such a wild shita. The Shulchan Aruch paskin straight out like Rabbeinu Tam. He doesn't bring down that you should be machmir when the sun sets. He brings down straight out halacha is like Rabbeinu Tam, and so held Rabbi Akiva Eger. They bring down Rabbi Akiva Eger after Shkia on Erev Shabbos. He did not require to drive, but whatever malacha that they did over there, he wouldn't be driving a car. But he was doing malacha over there
in public.
There was whole communities that held like Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, so therefore we have a fundamental machloket on when is Shkia. When is our Shkia that we start counting Bein HaShemashos? According to the Gvar, which is really not the Gvar. It's many Rishonim, it's Gaonim, it's all the Gvar. What's the Gvar? And this is all in the beginning of Simen Reish Samech Aleph. It's very long. Gvar over there. There's the Mishnah of Ruah goes into this. There's very long Be'er Halachas which go into this. So let's get this straight. According to the Gvar, Beit HaShemasha starts with the setting of the sun, the orb of the sun, 3/4 of a mil, however we calculate 3/4 of a mil, and then it's nighttime. According to Rabbeinu Tam, no. There's two types of shkias. There's the shkia, the orb of the orb of the actual sun itself, and then there's the shkia of the light of the sun, and 3/4 of a mil after that is nighttime. Those are the two shitas. That's where we get the 72 minutes of Rabbeinu Tam. The Mishnah Brewer writes that we should be, because it's very hard, this machloket, we have to be machmer. And therefore, when the sun goes down, we have to assume, at least on the shitas of the Rishonim, or the Gvoz Shita, that that's when we have to take on Beit HaShemashos. There are many people that are machmer also on shitas Rabbeinu Tam. But Moshe has a famous tshuva, it's in Chelek Dalet, it's called Beit HaShemashos, where he encourages the in America especially, he says America, people are coming from communities where they have like Rabbeinu Tam. He says, you can't do this in America. You can't just all of a sudden, after the sun goes down, start driving to shul and doing all your work over there, because in America, we're in such a mix of different communities. Therefore, we're mechuyev to take on the Gvod Sman, when Shkia comes in, that's the Shkiat of the sun, the actual setting of the sun. And he says we should also be machmir on the Beit HaTamzman. So that's where we get these different ideas of we have our Zman and Rabbein HaTamzman. It comes from that Gemara in Pesachim. There's one other issue, which is a very important issue over here, and we're making kind of simplified all the Zman in 18 minutes, 72 minutes. There's a machloket when we said this 3/4 of a mil on what, where were we talking about? This, at what latitude? We're talking about, was it talking about straight out what we call Sha'os Shavot, meaning we just assume that the day is 12 hours and we make the calculations according to that, and it never changes throughout the year, and Shkia Beit HaShemashos is either always 18 minutes or 72 minutes, or according to the other Zmanim that we have over there, there's some, a few other Shitas, or is it what's called Sha'os Zmaniot, meaning that in the summer right now we have much more hours in the day. We're not having a 12-hour day. We're having light in the day. Could be 13, 14 hours of light. So you take that 13, 14 hours, and you divide it by 12, and each hour is more than an hour. So therefore, a mil would be more than 3/4, it would be more than 18 minutes. Meaning, does time fluctuate according to the season or not? And then there's another thing over here. Is it going according to latitudes? Or is it going towards Eretz Yisrael? These are all things when the calendar is being made. First we have the Gvor Shita, the Rabbeinu Tam Shita. And one is Beit HaShemashos. One is Shkia called that you stop, that you have to start taking on the night. And then on that you have other Zmanim of Zmanut Shavot, Zmani, seasonal time, latitude times, and all these other things. Okay, for one who wants to go more into this, it's found in Simon Reish Samech Aleph Sif Beis. The Mishnah Brewer is very clear on the two different shitas, and then there's these very large Be'er Halachas. One can be Ma'ayin over there. Okay. That's a question. So Machloket, the Be'er Halacha brings down Machloket pre-Megadin, and another one over there, was it not talking about Eretz Yisrael, or is it talking about his time in Europe, and does these things fluctuate or not? Yeah, he passes like Rabbeinu Tam. But he does not go into the issue of whether it was latitude, or Eretz Yisrael, or Zmaniot, or Shavot. He doesn't cover that. That's already found in the Achronim.
But Emil doesn't fluctuate, so how...
Well, when we said we're dealing with the time, okay, good. Okay, let's start back with the Gemara. We finished off yesterday in Rabbi Yehuda's Shita, which we're going to see at the end of today's Amud. Let's clear out the halacha. We had a machloket Amorayim. Okay, Rabba held that the shear was very big. It was 3/4. Remember, he said 3 chalakim, and Rabbi Yosef said it was 2/3. 3 and 2. So this machloket, we find the shas nothing to do with anything we're talking about, but we have another machloket with Rabba and Rav Yosef, where it's the opposite. Where in this case, Rabba says the 2, And Rav Yosef says the three. And that's why the Gemara brought it down. For no other reason than just like over here, we had a machloket. Rava said three. Rav Yosef said two. Oh, we find another case where it's the opposite. Rava says two, and Rav Yosef says three. The chilufa bekalta. We find the opposite, the switching around with the kalta. Kalta is a very large basket to store things. We're dealing with two korim, which is, if it's wet, it's 40 saw. The size of the minimal size of a mikvah is 40 saw. We're dealing with a container that contains 40 saw. So we're dealing with a very large container. So chilufa bekalta, just see Rashi, but still explain it very nicely. Chilufa, they switch around. If Lugi Rabbi Rav Yosef Bechalta, they also argue in a chalta, this very large container. The hatam, over there with the chalta, shiur de Rav Yosef is nafish. In that case, they switch around, that Rav Yosef's shiur is nafish, is greater, mid the rabbis. Rabbi Yomer Hacha, when he came with shkia, Rabbi held that it was three, tlat, omer. Hatam, he says, it's trey. He goes down to trey. While Rav Yosef, the Omer Hakam, we said over here, trade two. Omer Hatam, with the case of the Chalta, it's three. Now, what's the place issue with the Chalta? On Shabbos, where anything that has basically a Torah Kli on it, as long as it's not Chesron, in case all the things of Muxet, Hilchos Muxet, you're allowed to use. So when things get too big, when it's so large that you can't even move it anymore, at what point does it lose what's called the Torah Kli on it? It doesn't become a Kli anymore, and therefore it's Muksa. You can't use it. Meaning if something, even when it's empty, and it's light, and you could move it, but since when it's filled up, it gets so big that you can't move it, it loses its Torah Kli. So that's what a Chalta is. A Chalta is a very large container. At what point does the Chalta lose its Torah Kli, and it becomes Muksa because it's so heavy? So the Chalifa B'Chalta, Yomi Rabba, Chalta Batre, Rabba Vyaholds 2. A Chalta Batre Korim, a basket or a container that can contain two Korim. Two Korim is 40 saw. Shari Litaltula, you're allowed to move it. That does not lose, it did not become Muksa. Batalta Korim, once it has three in it, Asur Litaltula. You can't move it anymore. That's where it lost it. Rav Yosef, he's going to be more makel, but you need a bigger shear. Omer batalta, when it's three kori, nami shori, he also permitted it. Bat arba kori asar, four, that's too big. So at what point does something get so large that you can't move it? Omer abaya, koi minei demar. I once asked Rabba, we just said over here, two kor, the amount that holds a ser, which I just pictured the size of a small mikvah, that's the size of the container, that he said you can move. Three core, you can't move. Boye minei demar. I once asked Mar b'shas maisa, at the time that I needed the psak over there, and Rava answered me, afilu batre kori lo sharili. Even something that's two core, he's even being more machmir than he was before, lo sharili. He did not permit me. Come on. Where did we get this idea that he's being more machmir with even two core? Come on. Who holds like this that even two core is will lose its Torah Kli, will lose its that is not a vessel anymore. Kahai Tana de Tanan, like a Mishnah in Ohalos. I just find it just a horror that why is Shabbos it's constantly touching on in Yanim of Taharos. We are quoting in this Masech, there's so many Mishnahs in Taharos, and we're constantly going back in Taharos over here. It's just if someone can think of a connection between Shabbos and Taharos, would be interesting, but we're learning a lot of Taharos. And a mission in Olos says a koveret hakash, a container, a straw container, the koveres hakanim, or a reed container that can contain a lot. So we say, and bor svina alexandrit, a svina alexandrit was these big boats that went on long trips, so therefore they had a cistern that would contain water on it, because they were in the salty water, so they had to bring a lot of water with them. So these cisterns of a Sfina at Alexandria, in the Alexandria boat, afal pi shiyechlem shulayim, even though the containers have a base to it, a bottom to it that's solid, vehei machazikot memsar, and they contain main memsar, bilach, that's in wet, what's the word for wet? Liquid. Shehem Kuvayim, which is two Kuvayim. Ubiyavash. Sorry, you're right. That's two Kuvayim Biyavash. Tahor. They are Tahorim. Meaning, why would they be Tahorim? In the Indian of, when it comes to Tumin Tahara, when something has a, is called a vessel, it becomes Tumin. Over here, it's Tahar, meaning it doesn't have a din, a law of vessels on it. It's not a Kli. So already at Tusar, Bilach, Shehem Kiroin Biyavish, it's Tahar. So therefore, it lost its Kli, Torat Kli on it. So we find a sheet over here that already men saw, which is Kiroyim, two core. Something can lose its Torah Kli on it. If it loses its Torah Kli on it, it's Muksa. Doesn't have a Torah Kli on it anymore. Okay. Ome Abaya. Shmami, now we learned something very interesting from here. Mem saw, we said, is Kiroyim. Really, Kiroyim, Rashi brings down, is 60. When it comes to, Kiroyim can be 60 saw. Sorry, maybe I wasn't so clear before. 60. Something that is mem saw with liquid is 60 saw with yavish. Why? Because when you pile it up, it heaps up so much higher than it that we see from over here. Ha-gudsha, what piles over, what's over the rim, tilta havi. It's one third more than what is in the actual thing. You could pile one third more on, and I guess you need that for business. If you get something that's piled up, it could be one third higher. Okay, let's see, Rashi.
You said that two, what you call two core is 40.
I made a mistake. 60. It's 60.
No, two core before.
It's 60. 60, ah, it's 60. Sorry. Yeah. 60 saw.
I make Benahan.
Yes. Okay, sorry about that. Talta is a kaveret, a container. Shari litaltula, when it's not such, it's large, but it's not so large, it's mutter to move, to Torah Kliyaleh. We're dealing with Halapa Mukhsa, it still has the, it's still called the vessel. Batalta, but if it's three, it's so big, Gedola Yoter, it's so large, Medai, it's very, very large, ain't Torah Kliyaleh. That's when it loses its Torah Kli on it, and therefore it becomes Mukhsa. No, even in the case of the water now in that ship, yeah, the water over there in Lach would be. We see that Vava, when Abaya asked the Kasha, he was machmir on even a Korayim. And where did he get that sheet from? We find that with the Mishnah that would say with water would be just 40 saw, which I guess would be less. Good. Good heart. Okay, Boy Menei Damar, he asked his Rebbe. Abaya's Rebbe was Vava. Vava was the Rebbe of Vava and Abaya. Vishas Maisa, Shahiti Tsarch Ladavar, at the time that I needed the matter. And he was machmir on even on two korim, even on a lesser shear. Kiman, ha de afila be tarti kor lo shara. Who is he holding on? Even on three kor lo shara. So kash is navot shibolim, it's a straw. Obor Sfina at Alexandrite, what is this Bor Sfina at Alexandrite? Sfina Gedola is a very large ship. Sheporshim Liyama Gadol, it went out into the Yama Gadol. Ome Hayam Meluchim, in the water of the Mediterranean is salty. So therefore, Vyosin Kli Gadol, Kamin Bor, they made a very large vessel like a cistern on the ship. Venoni Latochamayim Yafim, they put in fresh water in order to drink. Lach Ein Bo Godish, when something is liquid, it doesn't have any overflow on it. And Shehem Kivoyim, and here's the Vashi. It says it's Shehem Kivoyim, which is Shishim saw. It's 60 saw biyavish. Shagodish maksik shlish bekelin shalahem. The overflow contains a third more in there than the kelins. Shem asurim kiyam shiasa shlomo. It's made like these containers that Shlomo Melech made. Kavoyim, that they're the size in the base of Migdash. The govahen kechetzi vachpan. Their height was half of their width, meaning they were very large and stout, these things. And those things, you were able, if you pile it up, it could pile up a third more. Vehema gulim, they're gulim. These things have become taharim. They're tahar on the ship, because they're so large, they lost their Torah kli on it. And since it's not a kli, it's not mekabel tumah. And it's tahar, so you even find a smaller shear for a taharim. The itkach kli eitz lesak, we make a hekesh between kli eitz and a sak. The mital to male v'reikon, that you can carry it whether it's full or it's empty. The zeo ain't a mitaltel male The gadush yote medayin. If it's so filled up, you don't carry it. The im tatalua yishabe biyadem. It's when it's filled up, it'll break in your hands. Okay, so that's the din of our Gemara over here. That when something becomes too large because of its weight, it loses its status of a vessel and it becomes muksa. Tosfo points out the next Tosfo, the thilo late hilchatahachi. We don't pass like that. She itvata mimenu torat kli mishum kovda. We don't pass like this Gemara. That when something is a kli, a vessel, a container, and it becomes so big that it becomes, it's mevatel, it's torat kli, becomes muksa because of its heaviness. We don't pass like that. And Tosfo brings down about four rayas, and so paskins the Shulchan Aruch that something does not become muksa because it becomes so heavy. Even if it's koveya in a place, the Mishnah Berurah explains over here, it becomes so heavy that it becomes koveya, maybe it becomes like a kark, it doesn't lose its kli, and we don't say that a person removes his mind from it, b'nei shemashos, that he won't be carrying it, and therefore we don't pass like this more over here, and this, we don't pass from it then that something, because it becomes so heavy, it becomes muksa. Okay, weiter. Abaye chazi levava dekai dahavi lima'arif. Abaye saw Rava that it was coming Shabbos, it was Bein Shumashos, and Rava was staring intently in the west over here. He's watching the redness. Remember, Rabbi Yehuda's shita is that when the Pnei Mizrach is red. So he saw Rava staring intently, noticing the shades of red in the western sky. Omilei v'atanya, why are you looking in the west? The Tanya says, "Kol zman shepnei mizrach ma'adimim." All the time that the eastern sky is red, you should be looking in the opposite direction, like you mentioned the other day. Omalei mitzvar pnei mizrach mamish. When they said that simon, was it for the eastern sky mamish? No, it's not like that. Pnei hama'idim et hamizrach. We're looking at the face that lights up the east. Meaning, we have to see the western sky as it's getting red. It has to be red enough that it would reflect on the eastern sky, that you could still see a little red over there. But the ikur, of course, is the eastern sky getting so red that it will still over there. So Ravo was looking over there. Of course he had his eye on the eastern sky. He saw that it was still a little red over there, but he wanted to see the simon on how dark it has to, how red it has to be over there in the western sky in order to heat up, to light up the eastern sky. Vashi, Dave, Mavit, he was intently looking at the Erev Shabbos, and Erev Shabbos, Levodim Yesh Sham, see how much red was over there in the sky. And he answers, though, you have to read the Mishnah, Panim Hama'idim et HaMezrach, the face that reddens up the eastern sky. Le'arish Kama, when the sun's going, Shoh Ka'at B'mar, when it's going down and settling in the west. V'zohuria Kama Ma'idim et Mizrach, the rays, the red rays of the sun are reddening up the eastern part. Kichalon, like a window. When the sun goes through the window, it will ma'adame kotel shekinegda. You'll see the rays of the sun on the wall on the opposite side of the wall of the room. So that's what we're doing over there. Ikad yamri. The story goes, there's another version of what happened with this story. It was Rava chazi l'abaya. Rava saw that Abaya dekai diavi l'mizrach, that Abaya was staring at the mizrach. Omelei, Mitzvorit, he says, why are you looking at the Mizrach? When we said that it has to light up the Pnei of the Mizrach, it's really coming from the west. Omelei, Mitzvorit, Pnei Mizrach, Mamish? Would we really mean the eastern? Well, no, it's Panim HaMeidim et HaMizrach. It's the redness that's heating up or that's lighting up the Mizrach. The Simanech and the Simon for this is a kafta, is a window, just like the same way a window works. Svashi says, Simanech, Kivata Cholon Kamot Pishvashi, like I explained already. That really, you have to look at the eastern sky over there. Okay. Rabbi Nechemia Omer, Kidei Shialach Adam, Mishet Tishka Chama Chetzimil. That was all in Rabbi Yehuda's. We're going, even though we're going to see that the Pesach is going to be like Rabbi Yehuda, we're going to discuss Rabbi Nechemia's Shita for a second. Rabbi Nechemia's Shita is a half a mil. So we said anywhere, it could be 12 minutes, however you want to bring a chetzi mil. Amar Rebbe Chanina, havot sletat shiur shel Rebbe Nechemya. If someone wants to know how long this shiur is of Rebbe Nechemya, yaniach kamav rosh ha-karmel. Stand on top of Har Carmel, as you're in the Haifa area. Yaniach kamav, when the kamav is still in the sky, leave it. Go. Yored. V'yored v'yitpo b'yam. Go down and be tovel in the yam. V'yala. And go back up on Har Carmel. V'zeo shiur shel Rebbe Nechemya. That should take you about a chetzi mil. A little confused exactly on that. I've been to Har Carmel, I'm sure others have been. It's a long it's a long walk.
In a cable car.
Cable car, okay. Rashi says Carmel, Har Shial Svara Yam, it's a mountain that's on the edge of the Yam. Fechama Somek Lishkiyasa, and when the sun is about to set, near it, you could see it. Al voshia harim of the kadesh yard v'yitpo v'yala havi lila. And the time that it takes it, you descend, you tovel, you go up havi lila. Okay. V'zeo shiur shel Rebbe Nechemya. You'll find that's a chetzi meal over there. Omi Rebbe Chia, havotzi levot bear shel Miriam. If you want to see the bear of Miriam, remember in the midbar we had three nisim with us. We had the bear of Miriam, Bishut Miriam, we had the Anani Akava, Bishut Aaron, and we had the Mam, Bishut Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, the others you can't see anymore, but the bear Shel Miriam, where did it go? It ended up settling in the Yam. Yala Levosha Carmel, you go up onto Har Carmel, Vietzafe, and you glance into the Mediterranean. Viar, and you'll see Kamin Kava. Rashi says Kamin Kava is a Sela Agul, a round rock. The Yosiki Kava that looks like a sieve. You'll see that in the Yam. Vizuhi Be'erish Shel Miriam. And that's Be'erish Shel Miriam. Nope, shot. Okay, right there. I looked. Not Rev Left, it's got a thousand Pirushim on everything. Omer Rav, based on this Be'erish Shel Miriam. Now, Be'erish Shel Miriam came from a rock and it followed them in the Bamidbar. What is the status of Miriam's well? It's called the Mayim HaMilteltel. A mayim that you could travel with you, a traveling mayim that's not attached to the, a mayim is a spring. Mm-hmm. A spring that travels with you. What's its din? Can you get a mikveh in it? It's tar. It's called tar. And you can take a mikveh in it, and it has all the din of it. V'zeo ber shel Miriam. That's the bear of Miriam, this concept of a mayim hamitaltel. I don't think there's ever been a bria like this in the history of the world, but if someone wanted to take a mikveh in it, even though I guess it has a din that's attached to the ground, even though it was a rock, your mitar here. Zvashi says, milakabel tuma, it's tar from being mikabel tuma, v'tovlin bo, you could take a mikvah in it. Talav kikli dami, it's not considered in a vessel. Liot ha-mayim ha-novim imeno kishovim, it doesn't have a din of mayim shovim, it has a din of actually a bear. Ve'en lacha you don't ever have this mitzias except for the bear shell Miriam. Skip the Rashi. Kamin Kava.
Zeo
Beiru Shel Miriam. Shaiyim et Kagalim Yisrael b'Midbar b'Zchut Shel Miriam. It traveled with Klal Yisrael in the Midbar in the Zchut of Miriam. Dixiv v'Tamat Shel Miriam. Before Miriam died, v'Samech Le'Velo Hayam Mayim. There was no Mayim left for the Eda. We saw clearly it was in the Schut of Miriam, and then it came back in the Schut of Moshe and Aaron. And then finally in the Schut of Moshe, and then it ended up being on its own. Okay, Omer Rebbe Yehuda, Omer Shmuel, Beinu Shmoshes to Rebbe Yehuda. Let's go back to Beinu Shmoshes to Rebbe Yehuda. Again, we're establishing Beinu Shmoshes to Rebbe Yehuda, the time that the sky gets red. At that point, we start counting, and we go until the top part of the Rekia is the same as the bottom part of the Rekia. We'll keep to the time right now of 3/4 mil, 18 minutes. Omer Rebbe Yehuda, Omer Shmuel. Beinu Shmoshes to Rebbe Yehuda, Kohanim Tovlim Bo. Well, that's an incredible statement over here. It's Beinu Shmoshes to Rebbe Yehuda, that 18 minutes, which starts when the sun sets, okay? According to everybody, starting when the sun sets, at least, over there, the Kohanim could be tovlim bo. The Kohanim could be tovel in the Zman Beinu Shmoshes. Now that's very hard because the Kohanim, if the Kohanim become what's called a tovel yom, meaning they can't eat truma because they have a certain light state of tuma. They go into the mikvah while it's still day, and when nighttime comes, they can eat their truma. So all of a sudden, they're saying, "Omer Rav Shmuel, in the name of Shmuel, that in Rav Yehuda's Beinish Shemashos, Kohanim can be tovelpo. It's a suffix over there if it's night or not. Kohanim can't be tovel in that time." So what's the statement mean over here, that Kohanim have to be tovel while it's still day? They have a din what's called tovel yom. So let's say he became a Baal Keri. So he goes into the mikvah, let's say 5 o'clock in the afternoon. He still cannot eat truma. All of a sudden at nightfall, he can eat truma. But he has to go to the mikvah while it's still daylight out. So, Beinish Shemash to Rabbi Yehuda, Kohanim Tovelim Bo. Laman, who are we talking about? According to who would say this? Elam the Rabbi Yehuda, if we're saying this in Rabbi Yehuda himself, Rabbi Yehuda, during your Suffolk, Beinish Shemash, Suffolk day, Suffolk night, it's a Sfeikahu. It's a Suffolk. So therefore, Kohen can't be Tovel then, and we're dealing with the Rises. Ela Beinish Shemash to Rabbi Yehuda, Le Rabbi Yossi. In the time of the Beinish Shemashos of Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi would hold Kohanim Tovelim Bo. Kohanim can go into it. Meaning Rabbi Yossi holds that that time period of Rabbi Yehuda, that whole Beinish Shemashos, according to Rabbi Yossi, for him it's a clear day. Meaning we're holding that Rabbi Yossi holds that that time period, that 3/4 of a mil, he's not misupik on it. That's day for him. Pshita. That's Pashit. Rabbi Yossi's Shita is much, it's a wink of an eye. It's much, much less than Rabbi Yehuda. So of course he holds if you're going in before his wink of an eye, it will be a day.
Mahu detema,
the Gemara is going to say. Mahu detema, you might say that Beinish Shemashos to Rabbi Yehuda, Meshik Shayik to Rabbi Yehuda, that maybe the time of Rabbi Yossi, that blink of an eye, is sometime in the time of Rabbi Yehuda, and we don't know, and it's not so prescient. Maybe when the Kohen went in the time of Rabbi Yehuda, that's when the time of Rabbi Yossi was. Even though Rabbi Yossi is a much smaller time, it's a few seconds. But maybe the Hava Mina was that's Meshik Shaik with Rabbi Yehuda. His time is in the time span of Rabbi Yehuda. Kamash Milan, no. That Rabbi Yossi's Sman of the wink of the eye is after the whole time of Rabbi Yehuda. The Shalim Beinish Shemashos to Rabbi Yehuda, when Rabbi Yehuda's Beinish Shemashos finish that 18 minutes, and it's nighttime according to Rabbi Yehuda, Hadar, that's when Matkil Beinish Shemashos to Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi's wink of the eye would be nighttime legamri according to Rabbi Yehuda. You have all of Rabbi Yehuda's shear, and when it finishes according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's night. According to Rabbi Yossi, that's still day. And if a Kohen was Tovel in the mikvah during the Beinish Shemashos Rabbi Yehuda, it's a good tefillah according to Rabbi Yossi. So we find from our Gemara, it's a very interesting Gemara, that Shmuel made a statement. Beinish Shemashos Rabbi Yehuda, Kohanim Tovelim Bo. They could be Tovel in it. From that statement, it has to be that Shmuel holds that the time of Rabbi Yossi is completely after the time of Rabbi Yehuda. And that's how, how the Shas finishes off. That Rabbi Yossi's Zman of Beinish Shemashos is complete after Rabbi Yehuda's Zman finished. That winking of an eye comes after that sometime at night. Oh, so Tosfot goes into, where is it? Not the Tosfot. The Sheet is, they ask questions on it. It can't be immediately after. It has to be a few seconds. It has to be enough time that you could also go into a mikvah. They say they want to bring that. It's not exactly after.
No.
It's Tosfot over here on Amar Al. Yeah. So the Donan, the Rishonim, is it immediately after or is it a few minutes after? Isn't it in the Rishonim? Rashi, Kohanim Tovelim Bo, Alfal Pishit Tzrikim Erev Shemesh, even though they need that the sun still has to set, Acha Tevila, after their Tevila, Liachal B'Chumasam, Kisara Yamahu, we're going to have to hold that Rabbi Yehuda's time is Yamahu, V'yeshud Akhavav L'Shkira Chama, and there's time afterwards for the Shkira the Chama, Satiku, L'Didei, for him, Hoel Vikari Le Beinish Shemashos Kulei Svaka. It can't be Rabbi Yehuda that we're talking about for him himself. Since Vikari Le Beinish Shemashos Kulei Svekahu, it's the whole time is Svek according to Rabbi Yehuda. V'Shema Tavla Belaila. Maybe it's feel like nighttime. V'Ein Kan HaErev Shemesh. Okay, this next part of the Rashi is a Girsur. There's a Machloket Girsur. We read the Gemara according to Girsur's Rashi. There's a machloket in Girsus, and Rashi brings it down the other kirsah explains it and tells how it absolutely cannot be pshat. But since we're going through all Rashi's, I'm going to cover this next Rashi kind of quick. Ela benish mashus Rebbe Yossi. It has to be the benish mashus Rebbe Yossi. To Rebbe Yehuda of Rebbe Yehuda. Lo gar sinan like that. That was a little bit different. We're saying that Rebbe Yehuda's man is after Rebbe Yossi's man. Not like us. If Rebbe Yossi was first, that wicked eye is before Rebbe Yehuda. He says it can't be. Velo gar sinan. Tahabah het yo mishmo. Benish mashus Rebbe Yehuda kohanim tovlim bal. Can't be. The Gemara doesn't make sense according to it. O deman de gar slay mefar shak. You'll have to explain the Gemara like this. Ela benish mashus Rebbe Yossi le Rebbe Yehuda tahachi itmar benish mashus Rebbe Yossi le Rebbe Yehuda kohanim tovlim bo v'yashminan Shmuel the benish mashus Rebbe Yossi kadim to le Rebbe Yehuda v'techilat benish mashus Rebbe Yehuda le Rebbe Yossi lailahu. We have to say the opposite. Or the Rebbe Yossi to Rebbe Yehuda yamahu v'ha boi liar shemish nami to Rebbe Yehuda yamahu omiu hachi tavil ha benish mashus Rebbe Yehuda suffik lailahu. They came to the Benish Mashas Rebbe Yossi Karef Ayan, Mikmei Tesalik Mitzvilas Shalim, the Vial Benish Mashas Rebbe Yehuda, the Suffolk Laila, who, the Ain Kana Erev Shamish. That's what he's bringing down, that Rebbe Yossi was beforehand, and that it was talking about Rebbe Yossi, and that Wink of an Eye was still day according to Rebbe Yehuda. Falav Miltahi. Nope, it's nothing over here. That Kirsa cannot be, it's not even a thing over here. The Lake Lamim of Rebbe Yossi Kazim, you can't say the Rebbe Yossi was before Rebbe Yehuda. Commit the commandment be safe, like we say in the end. El de Rebbe Yehuda, Rebbe Yossi, or Rachinam Pshita. We asked the Pshita over there, and you can't ask that the other way. Fi havi lan lesfuki the deal with the Rebbe Yehuda zikami my pshusulam. Tuvli Yashmin and Shmuel the Yashmin and the Benish Moshe's Rebbe Yehuda kadim. So that's Rashi brings down a different girsa. Our Gemara has the girsa of Rashi, and that's how we'll just learn the Gemara. Pshita, it's pashit. That according to Rebbe Yossi, that if you tovel in Rebbe Yehuda's man, it should be good. And the Rebbe Yossi kohanim tovelin bo. That Rebbe Yossi could be the kohanim could be tovelin in. But the Rebbe Yehuda in the time of Rebbe Yehuda, that's fake to Rebbe Yossi. Can hear fine. It's only a wink of an eye. The kol the maalim and anything that's besides that before that is yamahu. The shir the Rebbe Yehuda nafish and the shir of Rebbe Yehuda is much greater. Umiyarv shamshea with the setting of the sun. Benish mashus to Rebbe Yossi, meshik shayik with Rebbe Yehuda. You might thought that Rebbe Yossi's time is niklal in the time of Rebbe Yehuda. V'sofei hu niklal, and even if it's at the end, it's still niklal, it's still contained in that zman. V'ki shalim to Rebbe Yehuda lailo, and when Rebbe Yehuda finishes, it's nighttime. V'filin to Rebbe Yossi, you might think that also it's nighttime according to Rebbe Yossi. V'ki tavol v'sofei nishmashus to Rebbe Yehuda. So therefore, if a Kohen in the Havamina tovol benish mashus to Rebbe Yehuda, too late for Erev Shemesh. There's no more Erev Shemesh, even according to Rebbe Yossi. Kamash Milan, the Kol Benish Mashas to Rebbe Yehuda, that all the time of Benish Mashas to Rebbe Yehuda, live Rebbe Yossi, Yoma. That all the time of the Benish Mashas to Rebbe Yehuda, Rebbe Yossi's man is afterwards, it's Dehu, Vekoshel, it's Filan, and the Kohen can be told in it, Vahada Matkil of Rebbe Yossi for Erev Shemesh. And that's what we say. Okay, just real quickly, start the next Gemara. Ome Rabba Bar of Chana, Ome Rebbe Yochanan. Sak of the Sugya. Okay, we have these three zmanim. Halacha k'Rebbe Yehuda le'inyan Shabbos. When it comes to Shabbos, we paskin benish mashos of Rebbe Yehuda. That benish mashos is about that 18-minute period of time. When it starts, machloket gvor, it would start at sunset, machloket Rebbeinu Tam. Rebbeinu Tam would be 4 mil after sunset minus 3 quarters of a mil. That's when benish mashos starts. That's like Rebbe Yehuda. The halacha could Rebbe Yossi, but what we paskin like Rebbe Yossi le'inyan truma for the kohanim over there. Now Rebbe Yochanan, we were misupik on who the halacha should be, and he decided lechumra in both these shitas. So tomorrow we'll see why is it lechumra for Shabbos and why is it lechumra for truma.